Quartz City Podcast, Episode 5. Thank you.
Anyway.
that's just how it ends. It just cuts out like that, the end of the CD. First thing we heard, Low Skill from the new album called Intervallo, and that song was Endless Falls. Number two, right after that, was Zelene Opel. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. I think it's they named themselves after the town in Pennsylvania, at least I'm thinking that it is. But it's Z-E-L-I-E-N-O-P-L-E. The song was called Flurry. By the way, I'm also enabling the URL links on the podcast track. So if you're watching this on, or correction, if you're listening to this on the, like on iTunes or the podcast app on the phone, you should be getting some links that will break out to whether it's a Bandcamp site or a Facebook site or whatever that. Hopefully we'll see what happens after this. So yeah, Low Skill, Zelene Opel. Number three, Barnell, Pale Star. Not from the new album, but from Lost in the Glare. It came out a couple years ago. Noi, Sealand. Noi after that. And I'm sure some of you have probably heard that song before, but it's from Noi 75 with Sealand. After that, The Mighty Hedgehog with Sky Song. That's off their album from last year, Sun, Fun, Gun. And admittedly, Hedgehog is my new favorite band. That's, oddly enough, Sky Song, they have that as a B-side on the album. And, if that's their B-side, their A-sides are just fucking great. After Hedgehog, High Violets with Cine, the Sirago 17 with Letitia, Ed Cooper and the Kowalski Collective with Skinny Jean. Ed Cooper, you may know from the Saints, as well as Nick Cave's current guitar player. Suki Ewers, after that, with her, I think from her one and only solo album at the moment. The song is called Time After Time. After that, O13 from their first album, O13, it used to be called Outpost 13 before shortening it to the hard to search on O13. It's a new band from Mark C. of Live Skull and Stuart Argerbright from Ike Yard, who years ago was one of the first, Ike Yard was one of the first American bands signed to Factory Records. But they have a new band together, O13, and there's some really good stuff on there. I'll be playing some more from that on the podcast over the next couple of weeks. After that was Susie Blue from the Insect Guide with 10 Times. We got to see them a couple times in New York here last month, and really, really, really good stuff. Both the Insect Guide, her album. Now they have another band called Vacant Kiss, and there'll be some more. You'll hear from them on the podcast over the next weeks and months. And then finally, Pake from the album The Orson Fader with Killing Windmills. And Pake is somebody I'd love to get a chance to see them again. Hopefully they're not totally done for. I have no idea what's up with them at the moment. Anyway, next podcast will probably be an Austin Psychfest themed podcast. Drove out there a couple weeks ago and just had a tremendously good time and just saw a ton of bands, and all of which were really good. More from that, that'll probably be the next podcast. And then there's a, we'll just leave it at that for now. Anyway, thank you for listening. And you can get a hold of me on Twitter at Quart City, quartcity.net is for the web address, or just put my name, Chris Barris, in a search engine of your choice, and you're bound to find me. Thanks for listening.